This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I am pleased to present guest contributor, Debbie Antoon, reading her piece, My First Real Job.
It was the summer of 1969, the summer of love, Woodstock. Apollo 11 had landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong had taken one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, and it was the summer of my first real job. I just graduated from high school and needed to earn money for my upcoming college expenses. My only job had been babysitting for neighbors' kids. It didn't pay much, nor was it consistent enough to save anything. My hardworking, frugal parents could help, but with my four younger siblings to support, not so much. I appreciated them, but the bottom line was I needed to get a real job. My high school boyfriend's mom to the rescue. She was an RN whose skills were often needed at a local retirement community. She knew about an opening for a receptionist and offered to give me a glowing recommendation. There was a dilemma. It was summer. All my friends would be hanging out at the beach and, if lucky, working at one of the fun jobs, lifeguard, concessions, anything at the beach. Anyone who was cool would be at the beach. But those jobs were few and far between. The receptionist job was a sure thing. So with dread, I took the sure thing. I needed the job. What I didn't need or want was to be stuck inside an air-conditioned, dark and dreary place with old people who would be exactly the opposite of hip and cool. It looked like it was going to be a long, boring summer. I wasn't inherently against older people. I always showed respect to my elders, and I adored my grandparents. Spending time with them on their farm in Texas will be forever held in my heart's mind. My grandmother was a fabulous storyteller, captivating us with her teenage tales, like sneaking out at night to ride her horse to a barn dance, and then the horse getting spooked by a cougar in the woods riding home. She loved to dance. So do I. So much wisdom and love were imparted by both of my grandparents. I owe my love of gardening and nature to them. My first day as the receptionist, I was introduced to the senior residents who greeted me with smiles, hugs, and the enthusiastic desire to share their stories. I love my grandmother's stories, but I wasn't sure about encouraging these strangers to share theirs. With my receptionist duties being fairly light, I decided I'd be polite and venture into unknown story territory. The first senior who shared her story was Mrs. Scroggins. Originally from Germany, she'd come to Texas after World War II. Her gray hair, kept neatly in a bun, revealed kind blue eyes that seemed to draw me into her soft-spoken past and soon transported me to a faraway place, a garden, where a young woman and her suitor spoke of love and life plans, their wedding and life together. Something magical happened. I didn't see her as old or uninteresting, living in a dreary nursing home with a life I couldn't relate to. Instead, I traveled through her words, back in time, to her life of dreams, youth, and love. Other seniors shared their stories too, and I couldn't get enough. I became aware that they'd been young once, as I was then, and they'd had such interesting, full, active lives with all the joys, expectations, loss, and success that are the gamut of human experience, but now contained in a wiser, more worn vessel that sadly often went unnoticed or truly seen. The summer passed quicker than I could have imagined, and without the dreariness or boredom I'd predicted. I still went to the beach on weekends, hung out with friends, and saved some money for college. My initial resistance and judgment of the job at the retirement home and the misconception of the lives of its dear residents had now faded to elation at the gift of awareness I'd been given, an awareness to see all people and the context of the entirety of their lives. That awareness has been a gift that has served me well throughout my life, and now that I, too, am one of those starry-eyed seniors, hoping someone always wants to listen to my story.
You have been listening to guest contributor Debbie Antoon reading her piece, My First Job. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.